You're tuned to 89.1 WGLT.org. I'm Laura Kennedy with this WGLT Datebook. The Gift of the Magi was penned by O. Henry in 1906. Over 100 years later, Heartland Theater presents a new version of the holiday classic, airing on WGLT and WCBU on December 11th at 8 p.m. Sandra Zielinski is the director of the play, a sentimental tale that deals with love and sacrifice. Zielinski says the script was written specifically for radio by West Coast writer Bob Cooner, who, through the marvels of technology, actually got the unique opportunity to sit in with the cast during rehearsal.
So all of the actors got to see the playwright and see how overjoyed he was that we're doing his play. He's from the West Coast, so, you know, we zoomed him in, as all of the actors were zoomed in, as well as our artistic staff. And so it was a great meeting. It was like Hollywood Squares. You see all these people.
This is an old story, originally written around 1906, I believe. Bob Cooner's adaptation actually moves the action forward in time to the World War I era. Sandra, how does that impact the classic O. Henry story by setting it in World War I?
Well, we have a lot of people who are out of work. They need money. They need to be able to have a job, to have money so that they can, at this time of the year, celebrate Christmas, not only with food, but with gifts to their loved ones. So I think it fits perfectly into the scheme that O. Henry was writing about. The marvelous thing I think about the play, or the radio play, is that what Bob Cooner did was take all of the characters that they would have met and brought them into the story, where O. Henry has a third person point of view.
A narrator kind of point of view?
Yes, yes. So he's looking at both of them and commenting on what they're doing. And actually, in the text, the O. Henry text, it's James and Della who have one conversation that we read, and that's the giving of the gifts. And only one other person is also included in this script. It is our woman who cuts Della's hair. She has some words. You know, it's Madame Sofrani. So those are the only three characters that O. Henry gives language to. And, in the play script, we meet Sofrani, we meet the pawn shop owner, we meet the sergeant, we meet a lot of other people that they would have come in contact with. So it's really very interesting. He takes a broader view of the story, where O. Henry just focuses very tight on Della's hair and the watch fob. So it's really interesting, and I think Bob has done a great job with filling out their life so that we see it in a different way.
Is this an easy tale to relate via radio? Do you think that this really naturally adapts itself to a radio format?
Yes. Gail is the stage manager for me, Gail Dobbins, and she sees it on the stage. I mean, she's already costumed them in her mind. It really brings this story to life, and I think it's very easy to do over the radio, because we don't have a third person. Right. Nobody is telling the tale. They are living the tale. So it's I think it's an interesting process. In directing, I don't look at the Zoom picture, because the face tells us so much. Right. And now the voice has to do that for the actors. And so I don't look at them when I'm listening to them. That's how you do it, because if you look at them, you think that they are doing what you see, but maybe they aren't vocally. So it's an interesting process. In the O. Henry story, we don't see or hear about her going to the pawn shop. We don't hear about James going to the sales lady. And Bob has correlated things that happened at that time, and he's correlated that into the story. So what was happening during the time is reflected in the story. So I think his imagination is great. You meet all of these ethnic kinds of people, and you realize the melting pot of New York City at this time. So it's a great story. It's a great story.
So is that story why you wanted to direct this show? What was it that drew you to wanting to direct The Gift of the Magi for radio?
Well, Reese asked me to do it.
Reese Lovell, the artistic director. Right. So he knew you were the woman for the job then.
Right. And we both had gone through a festival out of Chicago in which we directed, and we worked with a playwright. We directed a 10-minute script through Zoom. So we both had that opportunity. Reese Lovell was an actor. I was a director in that festival. It was uplifting. I think, you know, artists at some point start to question, can I still direct? Can I still act? When we don't have the opportunity to do that, when we've been off of our art for months, and so you're hungry to work again. And so that opportunity out of Chicago made me realize, oh my gosh, I can still do this. When you sometimes you wonder, do I still have what it takes to direct something? So when this came along, it was another opportunity for me to direct. I love the story. It's a beautiful story. It was a great opportunity for me. Not only that Reese asked me, I'm glad that he did, but it was another opportunity to work in my art. And I love that. I love it.
That's Heartland Theater's Sandra Zielinski, director of The Gift of the Magi, airing on WGLT and WCBU December 11th at 8 p.m. I'm Laura Kennedy.